今天这个早晨呢，我非常荣幸的跟大家来分享今天的信息。我要开始先讲一个小的故事。
When my son was little, I remember walking back with him from a neighbor's house, and it was evening time.
当我儿子还小的时候，有一次我们从邻居的家回来，然后外面的天色已经黑了。
So we were walking hand in hand, on the sidewalk, and obviously the sidewalk is lined with streetlights.
我跟我儿子呢，手牵着手走在人行道路上。那这个路的两旁都亮着路灯。
And I'm thinking to myself, this is a good moment.
我心里就想，这是一个多么美好的时刻。
My son should feel very secure.
我的儿子应该感到非常的心安。
However, by the grip of his hand, I could tell that he was nervous, and it felt like he was a little scared.
但是呢，我发现我抓着我儿子的手的时候，我感到他看到有一点开始紧张，甚至可能有点害怕。
And then all of a sudden, he started to sing a song, a praise song.
于是他就突然开始唱起了一首赞美诗歌。
And the moment he began to sing the song, all of a sudden he became more confident.
而随着他唱着这首诗歌，他就走得越来越有信心。
He was less scared.
他也不那么害怕了。
And I thought to myself, what just happened?
我心里就在想说，发生了什么事？为什么他突然有这样的转变
？After all, we were in a safe neighborhood. The street lights were on. We were walking on a familiar sidewalk.
因为我们就走在家里附近的社区里面，然后街灯也都亮着，然后邻居家的外面的灯也都是亮着的。
And on top of that.I was the one who was holding his hand.
而且我儿子是跟我在一起的，我手是牵着他的手的。
As I got home, I began to figure it out. My son actually taught me a lesson.
而当我们回到家里的时候，我又想了想，我发现我儿子教会了我一个很重要的道理。
He put his trust in not what he saw, or even who he was with. Rather, he put a higher trust.In God.
我儿子他所信靠的不是眼前所见的，甚至不是和他在一起人，而是他把他的信靠放在神的身上。
A higher trust in God.
更多的信靠神做我们的牧者。
This morning, do we put a higher trust in God as our shepherd?
今天这个早上，我们是否更多的信靠神来当作我们的牧者呢？
In life, when we walk through difficulties and even darkness, do we turn to God?
在我们的人生里面，当我们遇到困难或是遇到挑战的时候，我们会转向神吗？
Or even on a daily basis, are we trusting walking with God?
甚至在我们的日常生活中，我们是否信靠并且跟随神呢？
This morning, we're going to take a look at a very familiar passage in Scripture.
今天早上我们要来看一段非常受欢迎的一段经文。
It is a very popular passage in Scripture.
这是一个非常受人欢迎的一段经文。
This particular psalm has been recited in times of trouble, in times of peace, as well as being remembered at the start of the day to even at the end of the day before we go to sleep.
有很多人不论是在早晨或是夜晚遇到困难的时候或是心中有平安的时候都来诵读这段的诗篇。
This psalm, Psalm 23, appeals to all people, from all cultures and all walks of life. Everyone from the peasant farmer to the disciplined soldier to the elder statesman.
这篇诗篇二十三篇呢，就是吸引了很多各种不同文化背景、不同人生阶段的各行各业的所有人，不管是一个务农的农夫，或者是军人，或者是年长的这政治人物都被这段经文所吸引。
Yet as familiar as this passage is, it can be dangerous.
然而，尽管这段我们对这段诗篇的段落都很熟悉，但它也有可能很危险。
We can't simply assume by mere recitation that these covenantal truths are ours.
我们不能仅仅透过朗读或是背诵这段诗篇就把这边诗篇的当作是我们的真理。
We don't want a false sense of security.
我们不要一种虚假的一种安全感。
So we need a better understanding of this passage, which I hope to present to you today.
所以我们更需要好好的来了解我们今天要来读的这段经文，从这段诗篇。
And I'd like to do something a little bit different. Today I want you to all of us to recite the passage of Psalm 23.
今天我们早上我要请大家一起来跟我们一起同声的来来读这段诗篇。
So as we recite the passage, please all rise.
我请当我们在读这诗篇的时候，请大家一起从座位上站起来。好，我们大家一起来读诗篇二十三篇。耶和华是我的牧者，我必不知缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Amen. Please be seated.
请大家坐下来。
This morning, I want to just point out four words that I think is going to be helpful to give us insights for today's passage.
在今天早晨，让我来提出四个能帮助我们更深入来思考一个这篇诗篇的关键的重点。
And so when you look back at these passages, this Psalm, Psalm 23, hopefully you'll see the four points that I have for you.
所以当你来以后之后来回顾这段诗篇的时候，你应该能看到这四个关键是如何在经文中能够显明出来。
So the first word I have for you is relationship.
今天分享的第一个重点就是关系 ,relationship。
Notice the phrase, the Lord is my shepherd.
请注意这篇诗篇的开头说到耶和华是我的牧者。
There is a connection here. There's a relationship that David has with the Lord.
这边就描述了大卫与耶和华之间的关系。
We know that this is a psalm from David, and he's writing from personal experience because he too was a shepherd.
我们知道大卫是根据他个人的经历写下这一段的，因为他自己也曾是一位放羊的牧者。
So David knew firsthand that he had received God's shepherding care throughout his life.
所以大卫他很深刻的体会过，他过去这一生都受到神的牧养跟照顾。
The shepherd, the Lord is a shepherd, nourished David like a sheep grazing in a green pasture.
神呢养育着大卫，就像一个牧者让他的羊在青草地上吃草一样。
He refreshed David like a sheep quenching his thirst from a quiet stream.
神就让大卫像羊这样在可安歇的溪水边喝水一样。
God provided so well for this sheep that he lacked nothing.
神如此丰富的来供应大卫，以至于他什么都不缺乏。
David speaking of one whom he knows intimately and personally.
大卫在这边其实在描述一位他很深知并且和他关系很亲密的一位神。
And the Lord as his shepherd was intimately involved in every aspect of his life.
那神呢，作为一位牧者，深深的参与他在生活上的每一个层面。
The shepherd lived for the sheep.
那放羊的牧者会与羊群住在一起。
He knew them by his name.
他知道这些羊的名字。
The sheep are accustomed to his voice and his presence.
这羊群里面的羊呢，也很熟悉牧者的声音，也对这位牧者的照顾感到很安心。
And the sheep followed the shepherd wherever he led him and trusted him in every provision.
羊群也很愿意甘心情愿的来跟随牧者，不论这个牧者要带领他们去哪里。并且也相信这个牧者会提供他们的所有的需要。
So think about this. What David wrote about is very similar to those who are redeemed today.
所以我们仔细来想想看，大卫在这边所写到的，与我们今天被救赎的信徒们非常的相似。
Now I mentioned about those who were redeemed, those who believed in God and Jesus Christ, whom God has sent are in a relationship, an intimate relationship with him today.
凡是信靠神并且相信神他所差来的耶稣基督的人今天也与着他有一个这样的亲密的关系。
When Jesus was here on earth, in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 1 through 15, he referred himself as the Good Shepherd.
耶稣在世的时候呢他也称自己为好牧人就在约翰福音第十章。
This passage reminds us that Jesus gave his very life to save the sheep.
对约翰福音第十章第十一节说到我是好牧人好牧人为羊舍命这段经文也提醒我们耶稣为了拯救他的羊甚至愿意献出他自己的生命。
It also tells us that he knows his sheep and they listen. They listen to the call to follow him by recognizing his voice, recognizing the truth and responding in humble obedience.
耶稣也认识他的羊并且他的羊也听从耶稣的声音这段经文也招我们来跟随他认识神的声音并且以谦卑的顺服来回应他。
So maybe we have to ask ourselves, have we recognized the Lord as our shepherd?
那么我们需要自己来反思我们是否认识耶和华作为我们的牧者呢？
Any relationship begins with God who is holy, good, and just.
我们跟神的关系是从神开始的他是圣洁、良善、公义的。
And do we realize that we are accountable to the shepherd, accountable to the Lord God Almighty?
我们是否都意识到我们要对全能的神来负责？
And have we fully embraced by faith that Jesus is the good shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep?
耶稣这位好牧人呢，他为了他的羊舍去了他的生命。
So the first word is relationship. The second word is restoration.
所以我们刚刚分享的第一个重点是这个关系 relationship. 第二点我要跟大家分享的重点就是恢复 restoration.
So where do we get this? It is found in verse 3.
在这边我们看到从第三节
Verse 3 tells us, He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
我们在第三节的时候看到他使我的灵魂苏醒为自己的名引导我走义路。
So in that verse, we should note that what God is doing, what the shepherd is doing, is restoring not the outside, but the inside.
所以我们这边看到这位牧者在做的不是只有外表层面的恢复，也从内心的灵魂层面也来恢复这些他所照顾的。
We may ask ourselves, why? Why do we need a shepherd to restore our soul?
我们要想一想，为什么我们需要一位牧者来恢复或者使我们的灵魂能够苏醒呢？
Well, think about this. The sheep is prone to wander away.
我们来想一想，其实羊它的天性就很容易迷路。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 25 it says, "For you were like sheep going astray, but now return to the shepherd and the overseer of your soul."
因为我们在彼得前书二章二十五节。就看到我们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
So when David wrote this psalm, he's rejoicing for those times that the Lord called him out, unto him when he was straying, and lovingly restoring him and leading him in the right way.
所以当大卫在写这篇诗篇的时候，他其实因为心里面喜乐，是因为大卫他过去迷失的时候。神呼唤他，引领他，使他的灵魂苏醒，并且引领他走义路，因此他而喜乐。
We too are prone to wander and prone to stray away.
我们也很容易迷失跟走偏。
We know the blessing associated with the fold, yet sometimes we do submit to the temptation of the flesh.
我们知道，如果我们待在羊群里面，我们能够领受从牧者而来的祝福。但有时候我们仍然屈服于肉体的情欲。
Sometimes we pursue the desires of the world, and before you know it, we have wandered a great distance from the Lord.
我们发现自己在追逐地上的这些欲望，而不知不觉中与主的距离越来越远。
Now God could have just left us alone, but no, He lovingly chastised us restoring our fellowship to lead us on the correct path.
神本来能让我们在继续在这样的光景之中啊，让我们在这边自生自灭，但他却以爱心来责备我们，来恢复与我们的相交，与我们同在，并且引导我们走回正确的道路。
You know, the shepherd takes no pleasure of the sheep going astray, but he enjoys because he enjoys the sweet fellowship with the sheep.
这位大牧者他并不喜欢看到他的羊迷失，而是他透过圣灵来呼召我们回到这个羊圈中，并且来享受甜美的交通和他的供应。
Please know that only God as our shepherd can restore our souls from the ravages of sin.
我们必须要记住，只有神作为我们的牧者，才能将我们从灵魂从罪恶当中拯救出来。
The restoration that the Savior gives is forgiveness of sin and peace with God.
我们的救主所带来的恢复，是我们的罪得到赦免和与神和好，因为神为我们带来平安。
That is why Jesus came to the earth to live, to die on the cross for our sins. And the question is, have we responded to God's offer of peace and forgiveness through Jesus Christ?
这就是耶稣来到地上的原因。你曾经回应过神在耶稣基督里为你带来平安和使你的罪得赦免吗？
Two words, relationship, restoration. The third word is reassurance.
我们刚刚分享的第一个重点是关系 relationship， 第二个重点是恢复 restoration， 第三个字我们关键要分享的是安慰 reassurance。
Reassurance in verse 4 tells us that yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me.
我们在第四节的时候看到，我虽行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Notice in the passage, not only to the shepherd protects, but he also gives comfort even in the midst of a trying time.
我们注意看这段经文呢，牧者他在保护他的羊群，不仅提供了面对死亡当中提供了必要的保护，而且他还给予了安慰。
Now remember, David was not just a shepherd, but he was also a soldier. He was also a man of war. And he faced death and destruction on many occasions.
我们记得大卫，他也是一名士兵，他也是一位战士。他过去经常面对死亡和战争。
He knew what it meant to risk his life, to face or stare death in the face before, but knowing that the Lord had preserved his life.
大卫他曾多次非常的接近死亡，但是主保守了他的生命。
So he knows what it was like to walk through that shadow of death, but he had learned to trust God without fear.
他知道走过死荫幽谷是什么样的感觉，但是最终他学会了来毫无惧怕的来信靠主。
Regardless of what he faced, he knew the Lord was always near and protect him.
不论面对什么事情，他都知道主永远在他的身旁。
He knew he was safe within the sovereign hand of God.
他知道在神全知全能的手中他是安全的，因为神会引导他保护他。
There is nothing to fear when the Lord is holding your hand.
当神与我们同在的时候，我们还有什么可惧怕的呢？
Now friends, we all face discouraging and even frightening situations in our life.
弟兄姐妹们，我们在生活中常常都会遇到令我们灰心甚至恐惧的状况。
Like David, regardless of what we face, we know that the believer could enjoy both the presence and the protection of our Lord.
像大卫一样，不论我们面对什么事情，作为基督徒的我们都享有与神的同在。
We know unless the Lord returns soon, we will all be forced to or all face death.
但是如果主不快快再来的话，我们都将不得不面对死亡。
But even though we may face that, there's no reason to fear because the Lord is near.
即便是如此，我们也不需要惧怕，因为我们的主将与我们同在。
He is our constant companion and guide.
不论我们在生活中面对什么样的困难，神都是我们最好的陪伴跟最好的引导。
And he will guide us regardless of whatever challenging circumstances that we face.
不管你的遇到的困难跟挑战多么的艰难，神永远都会陪伴在我们身边。
Not only does David talk about how the Lord guides us even through some dark valleys and even through the face of death, he also mentions a couple things about the shepherd, about the rod and the staff and how it was comforting to him.
大卫在这边不只提到他怎么样走过死荫的幽谷，不怕遭害，他也提到这个牧者的杖和竿在困难的时候也安慰了他。
So what is the rod and the staff? What does it do?
所以我们看到这个杖跟竿到底是用来做什么的呢？
You have to remember, a good shepherd always is prepared for a variety of situations.
我们知道一位要做一位好的牧人或是牧者，他必须要随身会携带一些需要的这样的工具。
So when we talk about a rod, it was basically like a club, like to hit or to ward off the enemies.
我们看到这个在不同的情况来要来用不同的工具。第一个就是看到这个杖，它是一个像棍棒的工具。
So if there was any threats to the sheep, the shepherd would use the club to ward off or to hit the wolves or any predator that will come to the sheep.
所以这个杖呢，像一个棍棒的工具，它可以用来打击想要伤害羊群的狼或是其他的动物。
Now the club or the rod was short, but when it came to the staff, it was long.
当这个杖呢是一个比较短，像棍棒的一个工具。当我们看到竿的时候，竿是比较长。
Sometimes the staff was used as a walking stick.
这个竿呢，有时候牧者会把它当作是一个帮助他来行走的工具。
But primarily the staff was used to pull in the sheep when they have wandered off.
这个杆呢，它的末端它不止长，它的末端有一个用来牧羊的一个弯钩，它来用来轻轻的勾住羊的脖子，可以把它拉到安全的地方。
So the staff was long enough to just to pull in the sheep by its neck.
所以这个杖它就可以用它的钩子来勾住羊的脖子。
And it lovingly correct them to get back on the path that they needed to follow.
或者可以用它这样子勾住他的脖子，来轻轻的来引导他走回正确的方向。
Like the psalmist, when the Lord is our shepherd, we enjoy the protection and guidance of our shepherd.
就像这边我们诗篇读到的，我们也享受神作为我们的牧者，他所给我们带来的保护和引导。
We have the Lord as our defense.
我们有神就是我们的帮助和力量。
And the Lord is watching over the path that we travel to.
神也时刻的留心我们走的道路上面。
And he provides that gentle correction to pull us back from time to time.
神在有必要的时候也会给我们给予温柔的矫正我们走回到正确的方向。
So both the protection as well as to pull us back gives us a comforting reassurance of the Lord as our shepherd.
也因此我们对耶和华神作为我们的牧者，我们也因此有了安慰和一个保障。
So we talked about relationship, we talked about restoration and reassurance, and now we need to talk about rewards.
所以我们刚刚看到第一点是关系，第二点的是这个恢复，然后我们看到刚刚讲的第三点是安慰，然后我们现在分享第四个关键就是赏赐 rewards.
What do you mean by rewards? These are the blessings.
我说的赏赐是什么意思呢？其实就是神所赐下来的福分。
It's always good to follow the Lord.
能够跟随跟从耶和华，永远都是最好的。
So look in verse 5 and 6. It says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil; my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever."
我们继续来看第五节到第六节。这边说，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
So let's break down these verses. First of all, is notice the meal.
所以我们来分析这段的经文。首先，我们来看到这边说到一个有一段筵席的安排。
It's interesting because this table is in the presence of the enemy.
们看到这边非常有趣的是，他这边说到啊，要在敌人的面前摆设筵席。
So usually, if you're a soldier in the enemy's territory, when it came time to eat, I mean, you would eat it really fast, and you would eat it very quietly, right?
通常在敌人的面前或者敌人的附近的时候，这些士兵们战士们，他必须要很快速、很迅速，并且悄声无息的来吃饭。
Why would you eat it really fast, and why would you eat it very quietly? Because you would fear that.You would be found out and captured or killed, right?
这些士兵呢，必须很快速、迅速的，并且悄声无息的在把饭吃完，因为他们为了避免被发现啊，被敌人捕捉，甚至会被杀害。
But here in this passage, the Lord spreads out the table and invites his children right in the middle to eat in the middle of the enemy's territory.
然而，在这边我们看到。神为他的儿女来摆设筵席，居然就在敌人的面前。
And all the enemy could do is to watch.
而敌人所能做的就是只有看着我们。
He could watch while the sheep or us can feast on the blessings of God.
这些敌人能做的就是看着我们在他们的面前来领受并且享用从神而来的祝福。
We could eat in peace. We could.Eat slower, because the Lord is our shepherd.
我们能够安安心心的在敌人面前来享用神为我们预备的这碗筵席，因为神他是我们的牧者。
Maybe in our lives we do have maybe our share of enemies, and maybe they've come to question us or even mock us.
也许在我们的生命当中，有些敌人会来到我们的面前，来质疑我们，或者是来嘲笑我们。
And maybe in life, maybe it's really difficult because they're still there.
也许这会令你感到非常的难受、不舒服，因为他们都是在一直出现在这里。
We should know, even through the ministry of the Lord, God is able to turn maybe the worst of times to the best of times.
然而，我们知道，透过神的工作，神能将最困难的时刻变成最大的祝福。
And the Lord is there even when we feel outnumbered.Or even by ourselves.
当我们感到孤单、落单的时候，神与我们同在。
And there will be a time that the righteous will shine as the noonday, as Psalm 1 tells us.
我们知道神最终将最艰难的时候能够变成最美好的祝福，就如诗篇第一篇告诉我们的。
And there will be a time where those who follow the Lord will feast on His grace, while the enemy is unable to.Touch or destroy.
神让我们在他的恩典当中来享受他为我们预备的筵席，然而敌人在我们面前却没有办法阻挡，也没有办法伤害我们。
This is how the Lord arranges our lives for His glory and for our good.
这就是主为着他的荣耀和为我们的益处所安排的，我们可以过的一个生活。
Romans 8:28 starts off with the question, "Who can separate us from the love of God?"
我们在罗马书第八章说到，谁能与使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢
？Nothing can, and God's love is always with us and can be experienced much more, even on the other side of eternity.
没有什么能够使我们与神的爱隔绝，因为神的爱永远与我们同在，我们能够在永恒里面更深的来经历他的爱。
Now another thing that you may notice is the anointing that takes place here, the anointing with oil.
另外一点，我们可能注意到这边经文也说到的是用油来膏抹。
Now, typically in our households, we don't do this, right?
通常我们一般在家里不太会这样子做。
However, in some cultures, when a guest is welcome into the home, not only are their feet are washed, but their head were anointed as both a welcome and acceptance into the house.
但在一些文化当中，当有宾客被迎接进入主人的家中的时候，不仅仅是帮他们洗脚，还会用油来膏抹他们的头部，来表示对他们的欢迎和接纳。
So what was David thinking? He was rejoicing over the fact that he was welcomed by the shepherd.
而这边大卫写到这些的时候，代表大卫他被因为被这牧者所接纳而喜乐。
Everyone who believes in the Lord can enjoy the same acceptance, the same access as the shepherd of our souls.
我们每一位信主的人都能够来享受这样子的被接纳，并且可以随时的来亲近拯救我们灵魂的这个牧者。
In verse 5, you may also notice the phrase, my cup overflows.
我们在第五节也看到这边说到我的福杯满溢这句话。
As David pondered the sufficiency of God as a shepherd, he acknowledged that his cup is literally running over.
我们刚看到在大卫在思考神作为牧者所提供的供应给他的，他也在这边也承认他自己的杯子确实是满溢出来的。
In other words, provision and blessing were in abundance.
换句话来说，就是神对他的供应和祝福是非常丰盛的。
Now God may not give us everything we want, but He certainly provides more than enough for our daily needs.
也许神不会给我们一切我们所想要的，但是神也确确实实的供应了我们日常所需要的一切。
As we continue in our days of our lives, we should know that God has guided our steps, and He has provided beyond our needs.
在我们人生的路途当中，我们应该知道神他引导了我们的脚步，并且供应了我们所有的一切所需。
We are certainly blessed.
我们是非常蒙福的。
Now notice the last phrase that says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever."
我们看到最后一句话说到，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
So that first phrase, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life."
所以这边的前半段，我们看到，我的一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
David rejoiced in God's grace,
因为大卫为神当前所赐给他的恩典，他而喜乐。
We should pay attention to his confidence, knowing that goodness and mercy is following him all the days of his life.
我们这边看到大卫他对神的信心，因为他说到我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
So when we experience God's grace in our life, we should follow, what should follow us is an expression of God's grace in our lives.
当我们经历神在我们生命当中的恩典的时候，应该随之而来的是我们的生活也表现出来神的恩典。
In other words, as we experience God's goodness and mercy, the outflow is that we should leave a trail of goodness and mercy.
当我们经历过神的恩惠和慈爱的时候，应该把这些从神而来的祝福也流露出来。
So in other words, what we experience, we also express.
换句话来讲，当我们从神这边得到的恩典的时候，我们应该把它流露出来。
When we experience God's goodness, we're able to express God's goodness to others.
我们从神那边得到了恩典，我们应该也同样的把这些祝福跟恩典来回应在用在别人身上。
When we follow God as our shepherd, He will lead us, He will guide us, He will empower us to be vessels of grace to others.
当我们跟随神作为我们的牧者的时候，他会引导我们，他会引领我们，并且赐给我们能力，让我们能够成为他恩典的器皿。
Now Psalm 23 finishes with, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
诗篇23篇最后做结尾的地方说到，我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
David rested in the promises of the shepherd.
大卫他安息于牧者所给他的永恒的应许里面。
He anticipate a future glory, dwelling in the house of the Lord forever.
他期盼着未来要来的荣耀，就是他永远能够住在耶和华的殿中。
His eternity was secure in the Lord.
在神的里面，他已经确定了他的永恒。
Sure, David knew that death would come, but it would not be devastating.
最后虽然死亡会来临，但是死亡并不会带来毁灭。
And why is it? Death serves as the entrance to the eternal presence of the Lord.
因为死亡就是进入与神永恒同在的门。
This is the comfort, this is the assurance for every believer who is saved by the grace of God.
这对每一位因为神的恩典所得救的基督徒来说，都是一个极大的安慰和保证。
Those who believe know that God purchased our redemption on the cross of Calvary, removing the condemnation of sin, restoring us unto the Father. We should know in terms of that Jesus rose triumphantly over death in the resurrection of life.
因为我们知道凡是信耶稣的人都知道，神他在哥哥他山上的十字架为我们赎回了生命，使我们能够除去了罪的捆绑，并且帮我们恢复了与父神的关系。耶稣在复活中已经得胜，他已经战胜了死亡。
Because of the resurrection, Jesus secured eternal life to all who come to him by faith for salvation.
透过耶稣，他战胜了死亡，从死里复活。因为这样子，耶稣让所有凭着信心来信靠他的人能够有了永生。
And if we come to faith in Christ, that is, when we trust Jesus, who he is and what he has done, we have nothing to fear.
如果我们已经信靠耶稣了，我们就不需要惧怕。
When a believer closes his eyes in death, they immediately experience life as never before in the glorious presence of the Lord and Savior.
当信主的人闭上眼睛面对死亡的时候，他们会立刻体验到前所未有的生命，并且他们与他们生命的救主同在。
For all who believe, we have much to rejoice in and to look forward to.
如果是你已经是一个基督徒的话，我们有很多在天上值得我们欢欣和期待的事情。
When David sang this Psalm 23, he sang it with confidence. He sang it because he trusted and followed the Lord.
大卫写了这篇诗篇，诗篇二十三篇，因为大卫他蛮有信心的，在神的里面。
Let me ask you today, can you sing the Lord as your shepherd confidently?
我要来问大家，我们是否也能有信心的大声说出来，耶和华是我的牧者？
Have we turned from our sins and trusted Christ as our Savior?
我们是否已经从罪恶当中悔改归正？来信靠耶稣。
Who are you looking to trust?
在你的生命当中，你是信靠，你把你的信靠放在什么事情或什么人身上呢？
Trust in God our Savior.
是来信靠神耶稣基督作为我们的好牧者呢？
And when you trust him, you shall not have any wants.
当我们全心全意来信靠神做我们的牧者的时候，我们必不致缺乏。
Let us pray.
让我们一起低头来祷告。
Lord, thank you, Father, for this very comforting passage in Scripture.
主我们非常感谢你今天早晨让我们来看诗篇二十三篇这边的经文，让我们内心都能得到安慰和平安。
Lord, we thank you because it gives us reassurance.
主我们看到这边诗篇，因为我们知道主从今天早上的诗篇二十三篇告诉我们。
It helps us to understand that we need restoration in our lives, particularly in our soul.
主啊，让我们知道我们的灵魂都需要被苏醒，都需要被你从你而来的能力来恢复。
We thank you that we can and we have the possibility to trust in Christ, our good shepherd.
主啊，我们就求你能够让我们每个人的心都能够全心全意的来依靠你，来信靠你。
The good shepherd who laid down his life for us.
主啊，你是这么样的一位牧者，你甚至为了你所照顾的羊，为了羊而舍命。
Lord, we pray that we will never take that for granted.
主啊，让我们知道你为了羊而舍命，我们永远不要把这件事情当作是理所当然的。
Continue to lead us.
主啊，求你继续的来引导我们，来带领我们。
And Father, we look forward to more of your glory. We pray this in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们就继续的恳求你更多的荣耀在我们当中。我们上上一切的祷告，都奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 邀请大家一同起立，我们来唱诗歌回应今天的信息。
让我们彼此相爱，虽然我们有着许多不同， 耶稣爱你，耶稣爱我，在耶稣里我们是一家人。人生的路有山有谷，感恩有你一路上陪着我，我愿成为你生命中最美的祝福，与你同奔天路。让我们手牵着手，当你跌倒，我会在你左右，我扶着你，你陪着我，在耶稣里我们是一家人。人生的路有山有谷，感恩有你一路上陪着我，我愿成为你生命中最美的祝福，与你同奔天路。人生的路有山有谷，感恩有你一路上陪着我，我愿成为你生命中最美的祝福，与你同奔天路。让我们手牵着手，当你跌倒，我会在你左右，我扶着你，你陪着我，在耶稣里我们是一家人，在耶稣里我们是一家人，在耶稣里我们是一家人。